It's not supposed to be. Good morning. As we talked about earlier, today is the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, huh? And I was just up in Marytown, outside of Chicago, and they had their Eucharistic days, and I was the preacher for that. And so we did the Eucharistic procession, which I think we have to bring back. It was the greatest thing. We had a fine time, you know, took the Blessed Sacrament around under the canopy. It was just a glorious time all the way around. And as I was focusing, and I spoke all weekend on the Most Blessed Sacrament, when I was preparing for these readings, it's just the three things that hit me was that Christ becomes our food, He makes us one body, or He brings us union, and gives us life eternal. Huh? Those three things you want to focus on in this Corpus Christi, or the Feast of the Body Blood of Jesus. First of all, He feeds us with Himself. You know, again, my favorite image in the church, and it's here twice, it's up there in that middle window at the top, see? What's in the middle window up there, you see? It's the pelican. Also, of course, it's up here. The pelican above the tabernacle underneath the Trinity. And again, the pelican is the symbol, the Eucharist. And what happens with that is the story goes, as I've told you before, and you should remember, is that when the pelican has nothing left to feed its children, the myth is it pulls out its own flesh from its breast, feeds its children, and then dies, so its children may live. Well, this is what God does to us on the cross. He becomes food. He gives His life, feeds us with His very self, huh? That we might live forever, that we might be one, as we'll talk about, but more so, that we might become like Him. Again, the whole process of going to communion is you become what you eat. And so if you and I eat His flesh and drink His blood, we must become Him on this earth. Again, I was listening to a homily of a priest, and I wanted to go out of my mind, you know, because the priest sat there on the Feast of Corpus Christi, was preaching, and he says, well, we all realize that Jesus Christ stays with us at least 10 minutes after we receive communion. And then during that time, he says, I get the gimmies. The gimmies, gimme, gimme, gimme. And he says, and I want you to get the gimmies during those 10 minutes. And I am thinking, oh, please. The last thing you and I should be doing is getting the gimmies, gimme, gimmies. The last thing, if I got to say it a billion times, Christianity is the forgetfulness of self, not the focus on self, especially during communion. Are you kidding me? Do you really think, and it used to be some nutty theology, that Jesus Christ comes into you today and He stays with you for 10 minutes, you can do it by your watch, and then after your 10 minutes, He's gone. That's heresy. There is no way that the God of the universe only comes into you for 10 minutes, or that He leaves you when you go to the bathroom. Come on. You and I, when we were baptized, became temples of the living God. And see, it's that kind of theology that messes people up. It's that kind of theology that keeps us focused on ourselves and on my Jesus for 10 minutes. And then after Mass, and I can kill everybody in the parking lot because Jesus isn't with me anymore. Excuse me. You and I, when we receive the God of the universe, take Him with us everywhere. You take Him to your family. You take Him to your work. You take Him to your friends. You are the presence of Christ in the world. You are not Christ, let me be clear here, but you are the temple of Christ. You are the tabernacle of Christ. He does not leave you in 10 minutes. He stays with you always. I am with you always. So again, don't buy into that kind of messed up theology that sits there and says, God is with you for 10 minutes. God never leaves you. And when you and I start living like that, that I bring Christ wherever I am, as we've talked about in these last months, when we are in darkness, we bring the light of Christ because He lives inside of us. So He feeds us with His own flesh and blood so that we can be Him in the world, that we can be truly His tabernacles. That's the most important thing. So God becomes our food so that we can be transformed into Him. By definition, a Christian is another Christ. By definition, a Christian is one who no longer... Is that not true? Have I not preached on this 100,000 times? A Christian is one who no longer lives, but what? Christ lives inside of them. Galatians 2:19. This isn't a 10-minute thing. He doesn't live inside of you for 10 minutes. You died, you no longer live. Jesus Christ lives inside of you. That's the truth. And I don't know what I got to do to make it sink into us all. The truth is, you and I are no longer to live. Christ lives inside of us because of the Eucharist. The second thing, what happens is this, we hear it in the second reading today, that because the loaf is one, we become one body. Because of the one body of Christ, we become one body. Again, when I was in Chicago yesterday, I was figuring I'd get stuck. And of course we did. The plane got delayed again and again and again. And so a group of us, you know, I usually get upgraded, so, and I belong to the clubs, so we went to the clubs and, oh, Father, I saw you on the plane with me yesterday. Oh, nice. And another guy, hi, Father, are you a priest? Yes, I look like one. And so we developed a little community in first class. And we were spending all this time in the club, which kept getting longer and longer and longer and longer. But what made us one was our common journey, right? And that was just on a plane for really 45 minutes and all the time it went up to. And we had a fine time. It was great, the community that was built just by being on a journey to try to get from Chicago to Detroit. Very nice. We are more than that little community. What formed us was that journey. What forms us is Jesus. That we are in this common journey to heaven. We are on this journey together. What the body of Jesus does is it never separates us. It always unites us. It makes us one. There are, as I've said a million times, no lone rangers in Christianity. This time at Mass on Sunday is not in any way the time for you to come to receive your Jesus. That's selfishness. It's your time to become one in communion with Jesus, one in communion with, like we talked about last week, with all your brothers and sisters in heaven and on earth, one in communion with each other. This is about the community. That's what the second reading says. You don't have the right to dismiss what God says. We are in this together. We are a family. And every time we go to communion, communion means union. And we need to act that way, huh? And so, again, as I was sitting there, no matter how we do things, whether we worship different ways, whether some people like traditional ways, some people like charismatic ways, it doesn't matter. We are one in Jesus because of Jesus. It cost Jesus his life to make us one body. So we need to act like one body. We need to act like a family. The last thing that happens is he gives us his own flesh and blood, body and blood, that we might live forever. Huh? Isn't that the gloriousness of it all? And the only way is, again, if you read Saved in Hope by Benedict XVI, he talks about eternal life is just not ever dying. Because if it was just never dying, it would be the greatest curse. That's why when you sit there and you look at all these popular vampire movies and, you know, whatever it happens to be, eternal life is the curse that's given to them. Just to live to forever and never die with no hope, no nothing, is the curse. Eternal life that we talk about, as our Holy Father talks about in our Saved by Hope, is that eternal life is a relationship. Have you ever been in love with somebody? And hopefully, remember when you were young and you were in love with somebody and time went like this? Oh, we've been together for days, but it seems like a moment. When you're in love, eternity goes on forever. And you're always, it goes like this. Because you're in love. Again, the theology is living forever means we are in relationship with the one who loves us and who we love, and we're back in that unity. We are a family for how long? Forever. Aren't you excited you get to spend forever with me? And I get to spend forever with you. This is the reality of our faith. This is what it's about. We are together forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You can never get rid of me even if you leave the parish. You'll probably have to sit next to me forever in heaven. It'll be the glorious thing. This is what it's about. That when Christ gave us his life, he gave everything so he could live inside of us, so we could be fed for this journey, so that we could be a body in him, and so we could live together forever with him and with each other. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all that is seen and unseen.